You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, special thank you once again to Kota Capper Kyle for hosting the podcast last night. He will once again be filling in for me once a week. He goes 2-2 on the card, so let's recap it for you. He cashes on the Blue Devils of Duke with ease. They get the job done at Miami. That was an easy winner chicken dinner. Then I loved his play in the Missouri Valley. He had Indiana State coming off of back-to-back losses, taking on the worst team in the Missouri Valley in Valparaiso. And yes, the Sycamores get the job done. They blitz him in the second half. They cover the number, and he gets to cash the ticket. His two losers on the card, well, he bet DePaul and Marquette under. And the DePaul side, I agreed with, but the Blue Demons just don't play defense. They give up 105 points to Marquette, and unfortunately, that one sailed past the number, and he lost the under. He also had UNC Asheville minus the point on the road. They had a 9-point lead. They were up at halftime. Felt pretty good about that play with Drew Pember on the floor. But unfortunately, when it was all said and done, UNC Asheville, the Bulldogs lose that game outright, and he loses the ticket. You guys voted for that one on Twitter. Thank you for the votes. But unfortunately, once again, UNC Asheville goes down in defeat. I'll be back with a big card here in just a moment. But first, trivia question for you, and this one was inspired by Al in New York. Name the three college basketball coaches to take five different teams to the NCAA tournament. Your hint here, one is active and two recently retired in the last few years. We'll get to that answer at the end of the show here. But now let's get to my card for Thursday. Yes, I'm going to have seven games, so three bonus games. Yeah, after taking one day off, I need action today. I'm coming back with a lot of volume. So here we go. Let's start in the America East. It's Maine minus the 4.5 against UMBC. This line unfortunately moved on me by 2 points. Hopefully it doesn't finish at 3 or 4. Otherwise, I'm going to be banging my head. The Black Bears of Maine are limping into this one. Three consecutive losses. They're just 3-8 in the conference. Four home losses this season, and a 70-65 loss at UMBC back in January. They did beat Bryant to start the month, and they've actually played respectable during this three-game losing skid. They lost at New Hampshire by 3. They lost at Bryant by 5. Then they lost to Top Dog Vermont by 11 over the weekend. UMBC, well, they've been playing good basketball here as well of late. They lost to Vermont by just 2, and now they've won 2 consecutive games. They're 4-8 in the conference. The Retrievers actually rank 2nd on offense. That's impressive for a 4-8 basketball team. They do rank 9th on defense, so there's their Achilles heel. Maine, meanwhile, ranks 8th on offense, 3rd on defense. I'm going to back the home team with the better defense tonight. Give me the Black Bears of Maine, minus the 4.5 at home over UMBC. Next up on the card, we go to the CAA. This line jumped on me as well. It's Hofstra minus the 3.5 against Drexel. So let's do it again. These two played a great basketball game last week at Drexel, with the Dragons winning by 2 after having to rally from 13 down. Both teams shot over 50% on that one. The Dragons are 10-4 in the CAA this season. They have 5 road wins already this season. They have 1 top 100 win. They have 7 top 200 wins on the season. They have the 3rd-best offense and the 4th-best defense in the CAA. Meanwhile, the Pride of Hofstra are 9-5 in the CAA. Only Princeton and Charleston have been able to beat them at home this season. They have 1 top 100 victory. They have 6 top 200 wins on the season. They're 4th-best on offense, 3rd-best on defense. Add in the home court revenge spot from last week. Yeah, I'll lay the points. Wish it was still a little bit lower, but let's do it. Hofstra, minus the 3.5 at home over Drexel. Next up on the card, we go to the American. This should be an interesting basketball game. It's Florida Atlantic minus the 6.5 against SMU. And yes, this jumped from 5 on me. FAU got down 25 at South Florida on Sunday. They rallied, but fell short by losing by 4. The Owls can score, but this Mustang D should be a good test tonight. Florida Atlantic is number 1 on offense in the conference. SMU is number 3 on defense. Only regular season meeting between the two 10-3 teams. Yeah, both teams are near the top of the conference. SMU has won 6 consecutive basketball games. That's the 8th longest winning streak in the country. The Mustangs have 5 road wins this season, but if the Owls bring that final 10 minutes of intensity that they displayed at Tampa for a full 40 tonight, watch out. It's go time. I'm going to back the Owls one more time. Give me FAU minus the 6.5 over SMU. Next up on the card, we'll go to the Pac-12. It's Arizona State plus the 2.5 against Washington. So it's been a tough year for Bobby Hurley and the Sun Devils. They're 13-13 overall. They're 7-8 in the Pac-12, losing 6 of their last 8 games. They were crushed by 45 at Arizona on Saturday. That doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth. They lost at home this year to the likes of UCLA, Stanford, and Cal. That's not necessarily the who's who of the Pac-12 this year. But that's all the bad. They do have 6 top 100 wins, and they do have a decent home court edge. Meanwhile, the Huskies of Washington are 14-12 this year. They're 6-9 in the Pac-12. They lost on Saturday by 2 at home against California. They've won a couple on the road in conference, beating Cal and Oregon State. The Huskies ranked 3rd on offense. They beat Arizona State by 15 in the first meeting. But I think the Sun Devils will show some fight at home tonight. It's their most winnable home game remaining on the schedule. So let's grab the points. I'm taking Arizona State plus the 2.5 at home over Washington. Next up on the card, it's bonus bet number 1, and it's in the whack. It's Seattle minus the 5.5 against Stephen F. Austin. So the Redhawks of Seattle are 16-10 on the year. They're 9-6 in the whack. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. Seattle is 6-1 in conference at home, including that nice upset win over Grand Canyon this year. Seattle ranks 5th on offense, 4th on defense. The Lumberjacks of Stephen F. Austin are 14-11 on the season. They're 7-7 at home. They're losers of 5 of their last 7 games. They do have decent numbers away from home this year with 3 conference road wins. Plus, they did beat Seattle in overtime in the first meeting of the year. The Lumberjacks rank 6th on both ends of the floor. Seattle's playing the better basketball of late. They have the home court edge. They have the revenge spot. So let's lay the points here. Give me the Redhawks of Seattle minus the 5.5 over Stephen F. Austin. Next up on the card, we go to the Summit League. It's North Dakota State plus the 1.5 against St. Thomas. So this conference is still in play with these two currently in 3rd and 4th place in the conference. North Dakota State still has the number 1 team in the conference on Saturday and then the number 2 team to finish the regular season at home in the finale. St. Thomas has the number 2 ranked team on the road this Saturday. So yes, a lot of games against number 1 and number 2 in the conference could get one of these two to the top spot by the end of the year. St. Thomas won the first meeting, 79-66 over North Dakota State. The Tommies are number 1 on offense and number 2 on defense in the conference. But they've looked less than stellar of late, losing on the road at Denver by 17. They lost at Nebraska-Omaha by 4, and they lost by 1 in overtime at South Dakota. North Dakota State has won 3 consecutive games at home. This is a revenge spot, and it's the time of year that Dave Richmond teams start to peak here. So give me the Bison at home. It's North Dakota State plus the 1.5 over St. Thomas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And the final game of the card for me is in the Big Ten. It's Ohio State plus the 3.5 at Minnesota. So for all the line moves I had on the card, this one did not move. All of my favorites, I lost value. But this game is still sitting at 3.5. It's okay to disagree. I know each game is unique. But when Minnesota is 22-3 against the spread. It's so crazy. I have to double check the math all the time. They have overachieved significantly this season, and I believe that things tend to level out just a little bit. So I'm going to continue to fade the Golden Gophers until the last game of the year. I'm not chasing money here. I'm just staying the course. Give me the Buckeyes of Ohio State plus the 3.5 at Minnesota. Then your coin flips on the card in the NBA. I selected the Boston Celtics at the Chicago Bulls. Total of 225. Tails it is. I'm on the under 225 between the Celtics and the Bulls. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the New York Rangers at the New Jersey Devils. Total of 6.5 here. Tails it is again. I'm on the under 6.5 between the Rangers and the Devils. Your trivia question answer. Three coaches have taken five different teams to the NCAA tournament. Your answer, Lon Kruger, Tubby Smith, and Rick Pitino. Lon Kruger is the only guy to take four different teams to the Sweet 16. He took Kansas State, Florida, UNLV, and Oklahoma. He also took Illinois to the Big Dance. That was his fifth team. Meanwhile, for Tubby Smith, he took Tulsa, Georgia, Kentucky, Minnesota, and Texas Tech to the Big Dance. And Rick Pitino, I thought it was going to be number six this year. Still a chance, but doubtful at this point. He's taken Boston U, Providence, Kentucky, Louisville, and Iona. And soon to be, at some point, St. John's will be number six for him, I would expect. But those are your three that have taken five teams to the NCAA tournament. But now, let's recap my card for a Thursday. It's good to be back in the saddle, but I'm a little rusty. Just taking one night off. In the America East, I have Maine minus the 4.5 against UMBC. In the CAA, I have Hofstra minus the 3.5 against Drexel. In the American, it's Florida Atlantic minus the 6.5 against SMU. In the Pac-12, it's Arizona State plus the 2.5 against Washington. In the WAC, I have Seattle minus the 5.5 against Stephen F. Austin. In the Summit, I'm on North Dakota State plus the 1.5 against St. Thomas. In the Big Ten, it's Ohio State plus the 3.5 at Minnesota. NBA, Celtics and the Bulls under the 225. NHL, Rangers and Devils under the 6.5. So that's my card for Thursday. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.